Welcome back to Hour Number 2, with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as promised, let me go to Aaron on the Monte Carlo. Good morning, Captain Aaron Graham.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. Okay, so tell me what you caught yesterday. I saw some of the pictures.
Yeah, the whole fleet combined yesterday, we had quite a few of those bigger Spanish jacks. We were on a 10-4 run yesterday, and a couple of the three-quarter day boats called to send to them. Now, these fish are anywhere from 2 to 6 pounds. It's pretty cool. We were on the birds yesterday out in the deeper water. A lot of sonar fishing is very, very helpful, having our sonar that we have, side scan anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's fun fishing. It's fun to catch. They're pretty user-friendly as far as eating anything you put in the water. Big thing was, though, guys were pulling way too hard on them. These things have really soft mouths,
mm-hmm.
and the guys weren't letting them run at all. So I think if we would have been a little more prepared for them and ready, we would have put a lot more on the boat than we did.
Aaron, it's Larry. Hey, I know in years past, and it's been a while since these things showed up in any numbers, they'll come up right up under the boat, and you're talking about, you know, some 4 to 6 pound fish that are coming up under the boat like blue perch, eating chopped up squid and whatever you put down there, and you can almost see them eat your bait. I don't know if they got to that point yesterday.
They were up high in the water column. A lot of the guys were hooking them two at a time, which kind of made things frustrating. We had a high loss rate because of that. You know, we were set up to catch rockfish, got out there, and we really didn't want to switch everybody over. We had 46 people yesterday, so we didn't want everybody to get rigged up differently and get out there and it'd be a letdown. So we just kind of let it fly. You know, we've never really 100% targeted these things. I mean, in the past, I know, heard these other guys talking about they eat small lures and stuff, which we did have a few yesterday on the lure. But again, the guys are just pulling way too hard on them. Everybody was excited. You know, it's been a while since we've had any kind of surface activity like this. So it was kind of cool to get the blood pumping again, get everybody screaming and yelling. And like I said, it was a really good time yesterday.
Awesome. Okay, do me a huge favor, Aaron. Why don't you give information on 22nd Street Landing, Monte Carlo? Do you know all the information?
Yeah, we are running 7 days a week still right now, Monday through Friday right now, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The weekends, we also started our twilight fishing Friday and Saturday nights. We leave at 6:30 p.m., and it sounds like the guys last night, they had pretty good bass fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still all in the lead end squid. It's all structure-oriented, fishing on the spot still. I think they ended up with 40 or 50 fish last night for a light load.
All right,
so double half day, Saturday, Sunday, 6:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m.
All right, so go visit Captain Aaron Graham at a 22nd Street Landing, and he runs the Monte Carlo double half day on the weekend, one half day during the week, and twilights Friday and Saturdays, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then and while I'm at it, I'm going to plug this in. April 27th is day at the landing at 22nd Street Landing. We will be there along with a whole bunch of our sponsors promoting the 22nd Street Landing. Okay?
Yeah, really looking forward to that one. Looking forward to having you guys out here.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for the report, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys, and we'll see you.
Good luck today. All right. Let me talk to Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning to the A-team. This is exciting times, exciting times. Hey, Sergio and everybody, first of all, yes, this May 3rd and 4th Dream Extreme Fishing Derby, that's exciting. Everybody needs to get signed up for that. And don't forget, we will be filming that for Fox Sports West.
You see that? So, that's what I didn't want you guys to say. The rest of the crew, they were about to let the cat out of the bag, and I go, no. Let's wait.
Oh, no. I blew it. Okay.
No. I saved it for you, Danny. You're the producer. So.
Okay. Well, I don't feel so bad then. Anyway, hey, listen, also for the guys lined up there, I'm sure there's fishermen in line listening to the show at Irvine Lake. Mention Angler Chronicles. That's all you got to do. Save $5. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you're in the tournament or not. If you're going to Irvine Lake today, anytime this morning, mention Angler Chronicles at the gate. Get $5 off the price of admission. That's a good deal. Now, tomorrow, 9 a.m., let me say that, 9 a.m., you know, normally we're 9:30. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., don't forget, set your DVRs. Our show tomorrow on Fox, Angler Chronicles, is the title is Pheasant Fantastic, and it's pheasant hunting. This is a little bit different. We're hunting pheasant out of the Woodlands Hunt Club in Imperial Valley out there in the alfalfa fields. Excellent, exciting episode. We had Ron Hobbs, Larry, Eddie, Tony, Captain Rick, Scott, everybody out there blasting away. And the interesting part, at the end of the video there, end of the episode, we have a big feast there at the On Target Range. And boy, oh boy, is that pheasant good. I've eaten dove, I've eaten quail, chucker, all those game fish I love. And I've never tasted anything any better than that pheasant. That was so good. So anyway, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, wait till you see Rick and Dina shooting the Smith & Wesson 500. Greg calls that the Roger Rabbit, okay? Wait. That's a cannon. That's a cannon in your hand. But anyway, it's fun to watch. So 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, want everybody to know that, okay?
Awesome. And I will pick up Gary, or one of our shooters, as you call him, and we'll head down to Lake Elsinore later on this morning, okay?
Yes, excellent. Gary's been doing a great job. He did a great job of filming you guys, Mike Lane and Scott at San Clemente Island last week. That episode will air a week from tomorrow. I'm just about finished with that one. Very exciting fishing, the calicos. I mean, this is wall-to-wall calico bass. And I heard you mention you were just watching. You know what? That's something you can just watch. These guys put on a real entertaining show catching these huge calico bass there on the backside of SCI. So can't wait to get that one done, Sergio.
All right, Danny, thank you so much. And everybody, Fox Sports West tomorrow morning, Angler Chronicles. And because of is it an Angel game that pushes us forward?
Yeah, I tried to, I called Mike Socha, tried to get him to put the game off 30 minutes, but he wasn't buying that. So we're coming on at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I tried that. Do you know who we are? It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. No.
It didn't work. All right, Danny, Okay. Thank you so much, and I'll be talking to you during the week, okay?
All right, we'll see you later, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me do this. I got Captain Rick Scott from the Ocean Odyssey. I know he's got to be on the water. Let's go ahead and key in Captain Rick. Good morning, Rick. Morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everybody this morning?
Good, 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 buddy. We're going to see some... nice footage of you like a fish out of water hunting this time tomorrow.
Yeah, Danny mentioned that you're doing something different. For you guys, it's something different.
For you, it's not.
for me, that's my winter time.
There you go. There you go. All right, listen, I'm bad on time. Can you give me some information on the Ocean Odyssey?
Yeah, I can hang out with you guys. I'm not on the water, so.
Oh, you're not? Okay,
no,
good.
I got plenty of time today.
All right. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So I noticed Dina was on the boat yesterday.
Dina ran the boat yesterday. I made her get off the couch and run the boat.
What was that all about?
We had a long day yesterday. Being on the water, we can only run 12 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And we started at 5 in the morning yesterday with our school kids. And we had trips till 8 o'clock last night. So she had to run the last one Coast Guard legal.
Okay. Well, listen, Rick, are you going to be able to make the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby down Lake Elsinore?
I'll have to look at my schedule. I think I have trips that weekend, but I'll double check.
I'll tell you what you did do, and I just want to thank you, and I got Justin here too. You donated a day and a half trip on the Ocean Odyssey for this event that will be raffled off. So, folks, that's just a little taste of the type of raffle prizes that we have. That's a day and a half trip on the Ocean Odyssey. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just huge. Huge. I thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very okay. good cause.
And when do we have our first trip Ron, on the Ocean Odyssey?
On July 8th. It departs at 7 p.m., fish the 9th, and come back the 10th.
There you go. And then we have a next one in September, correct?
Right. It's on September 10th, fish the 11th, and come back the 12th.
And then we finish it up in October.
At October 8th, boat departs 7 p.m. and gets back 6 a.m. 2 days later.
Perfect. And the idea is this. Now, these are the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. So you'll be on with, obviously, Captain Rick Scott and the entire team of instructors for that day. We are going to be filming the July one. For sure. And if we get enough footage, we're good. If not, then We'll film some more in September. But the way that you fish, Rick, I have no doubt we should have a good film in July.
Well, hopefully I can get lucky again and find the fish.
You know, you say lucky, but it's not luck. I've seen your talent.
You know, I've been on that boat so many times, and we haven't failed yet.
Yeah, so I expect some more of that. Rick, how do people get a hold of the Ocean Odyssey?
Log on to OceanOdysseyFishing.com, and we have the schedule up and all the particulars about the boat, or you can call Dina at 619-889-4535. And if you do log on, you can watch the book right online, or if you have any questions or want to talk to somebody live, give Dina a call. She's more than happy to answer any questions or take reservations over the phone.
Perfect. And again, thank you so much for the trip, for the raffle, the day and a half trip on the Ocean Odyssey that will be made available to a lucky winner that buys a raffle ticket at the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby on Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. Rick, thank you so much, brother.
Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
9 o'clock.
There you go. All right.
We'll
talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, can we queue up Greg Boslog? Hey, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You know, the reason I want you to stay with me on this one, because you were on the lake, was it yesterday, Lake Elsinore?
I was out there on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah. And
how was it?
It was beautiful. We were catching catfish. They were catching some crappie over there. Bass were at the other end of the lake. I was there mostly to catch the catfish. Went with Williams. Matter of fact, I have people on their way over there in an hour for his opening that he's doing, and they're going to go see Williams. So if there's people that want to go to Lake Elsinore and have some fun, stop in, see William. He'll tell you right where to go. He even called me on my phone to say, no, move 15 feet over. and I went, really? And he goes, yeah, I can see you. You know, and he was watching over us. I mean, he's that kind of a guy. He takes a lot of personal interest in everybody and everything. And I'll tell you, my granddaughter hooked one, and he rocked her finally, and she lost it. But, boy, for about 10 minutes, she had a lightweight tackle, and he was dragging her all over that boat.
Yeah, so see, for those naysayers who say that there's no fish at Lake Elsinore.
These are big, fat ones.
There
They're
you go.
Doing good.
There's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. And they still got water, so you know what? You should be out there for this fishing derby. Hey, Greg, stay on the line with us.
Okay? I will do that.
I got to take a break, and we'll talk more about Dream Extreme. We'll talk about the On Target shooting range, and we'll get into a little bit of the film that we have tomorrow. Okay? Everybody, I'm going to go get some coffee on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Just hang on tight. We'll be right back. We can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. What do you say? We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hands to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. Angels Radio. AM 830.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the one-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
TBLA is stepping aside this morning for Angels Tigers baseball. TBLA will be back next weekend at 9 a.m. right here on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And before we went to break, we were talking with Greg Bosluck from the On Target Shooting Range and Justin Jones with Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. And Greg, I know you've got a team or two registered for this event, right? The Dream Extreme Fishing Derby?
Oh, yeah. We're talking trash here. My guy's going out there to kick some serious tail end here. You know,
so we actually converted to your style for hunting, and everybody will see that tomorrow on Fox Forest West. And now you're converting over to our end on water.
Well, not fully. I mean, I'm still making lots of loud noises, which you can't do in some fishing type events. But you know what? If fishing with the kids and all is what life's all about, and just getting out, enjoying life. We spent a great day together out there in Lake Elsinore. I had a great time with William and with just the whole facility. So, yeah, I was just pleased as punch to go out there and have that much fun. And you know, Sergio, I've been fishing with you before, too, and it's just great to get out and go do those kind of things, whether you're fishing or hunting or just out shooting.
Okay, well,
down to the range and shooting.
Well, let's do this. Since you're going to be doing some trash talking about this Dream Extreme Fishing Derby, let's say this. I went out into your realm hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I did pretty good.
Yeah, matter of fact, I haven't seen you that excited ever. So.
Okay. Like I said, I'm going to the dark side. So I went out there, and I took 5 shots, got 4 birds, and the one I missed because it was too far away. So that's my trash talking on your turf. Now you're coming to my turf, Lake Elsinore. Okay, now I want your team or one of your two teams, if you want to, you know, match it up, has to be in the top two. How's that?
Well,
I'm
going to have to tell them that, guys, you know, you got to hold up on target here. That's all there is to it.
Okay, or I may even get in the water and they can go against me.
Ah, okay.
All right. So Greg, you had a good time. I also know that we are going to be providing some of your famous envelopes for this event, okay?
Right.
I would like to do 100 so that everybody that goes into the Derby, okay, will have the you tell them what's in the envelope.
Well, then in the envelope there's free range time for two people, and that's our gift to you, Sergio, for you know, doing what you do and stuff, and for the listeners and the participants of this activity. We're just tickled pink to do it. And
right.
We look forward to those people coming in because they're always great people when they come in. They'll go, oh, I won this, and it's just so nice because they got a big smile on their face, and
You know, that's what it's like. It's all about.
Yeah,
they have the best time in the world when they get here.
So there you go. You get free range time, and that costs money, folks. And you're putting up not just one, but it's actually two people, right?
Two people.
You can bring your buddy, your spouse, and which we did. Rhonda's been now is hooked on the Glock 17.
Oh, Rhonda is so hooked, and you're in so much trouble.
Yeah, because I saw her shoot. Now I got to be able to run faster, and I cannot run a Glock.
You're talking, 900 feet per second. You're not fast enough, I'm sorry.
No, the best I've been able to do is 750. I just can't get to 900. Anyway, Greg, you had a good time on the lake. How does the lake look? I mean, it looks like it's
got water in it. It's the water is warming up, which is good for the catfish. That's why they're so active.
Mm-hmm.
The crappie were over at the other side of the lake from where we were. We had so much fun with catfish, we never even went over there for the crappie. I will tell you now that we were fishing with a bite on, that Tony there gave us some good little toys to play with, and the shrimp were great. They were nailing the shrimp. They did good with the mackerel that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take long for them to find it and suck it down. And then just for grins and giggles, I took a piece of hot dog and put bite on it and put it down there and caught a catfish on a piece of hot dog with the bite on.
Okay, so that's for all the naysayers that say there's no fish in Lake Elsinore or the water's too. There you go. I mean, they're catching them with bite on and a hot dog.
Yep.
They're hungry,
and then, you just got to be there and give them, that attractant really works. They everybody around us was looking at us and asking, what are you guys using? We're telling them, and just before we left the lake, I gave them what was left because that way it got used. And these guys, before we even got out of there, one guy already caught another fish on it. So it works. It works well. And my daughter and my son-in-law are going to go by today for William's grand opening stuff and say hi again and try and take the granddaughter down to fish from shore today.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Greg, hold on a second. So I want to give, since you got a couple of teams going on, let's give them one more time, Justin, the information about the hotel package, because you probably going to want your guys to take advantage of this, Greg. Go ahead and tell them, Justin.
Yeah, the hotel package includes basically a room for two nights, and the room includes two queen beds. We've also, like I said, the entry fee is included in the $269. We're putting a little special package for the people that actually stay at the casino. They're going to get some box lunches, and they'll obviously we'll get the tournament T-shirts along with some other goodies that we're putting together for the hotel stay.
All right, so if you're going to enter the tournament, the Derby, and you don't live that close, I'm 50 miles away, but you know what? It's like a mini vacation rolled in. I'm actually going to bring my wife, okay? She's going to join us. I know Ron... You're going to have your wife join us as well. And, we're going to have them come in on Saturday, okay, and they'll stay with us. And so we get to go to Friday's captain's meeting, okay? You definitely want to do that. You got to know the information. And then you go play you got some great poker games there at the casino.
Yep, we're a card house. We have poker. We have blackjack, Spanish 21, Texas Hold'em. Pretty much have it all.
I want to take on Tony. He says he's a great card player. We will see. Okay. Oh, and Ron, too. So we will go in there, and Larry, we'll go.
I might as well just give my money to you right now, but I'll do it. I'll be there.
We'll get our own table. How old do you have to be in the casino?
21.
Sorry, Jimmy.
6 months.
6 months, yeah. Well, we'll visit this next year. Okay, so we'll go in there. We'll get some card playing going. And then so let's put it back together. So we get there Friday, you have your captain's meeting, you can have a great place. Your food is unbelievable, and it's so reasonable. It's like a little bit of Vegas close by. What I always liked about Vegas is the fact that the food is always good and it's inexpensive. Okay, and here at the casino, every time we go to a meeting over there, Tony, we're always in the bar having
steak and eggs.
What's the price of the steak and eggs? I think it's like four.
$4.99
for steak and eggs,
and it's amazing.
Yeah,
like literally mouth watering.
So, yeah. So
they're making me hungry here.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, me too. I'm salivating. That's gonna be breakfast, Greg. So the thought is, we do that on Friday. We go have dinner, maybe get a card game in there as well. okay? And then we stay. We wake up in the morning refreshed, ready to go, and we go launch the boats, your kayaks, your float tubes, whatever you got, your jet skis, and we start the tournament. 2 o'clock, you're done, you come in, you weigh in, and then you head to the get back to the hotel and casino. Get a nice shower. You know, that's important to me these days. You know, you get a just comfortable shower. I could even take a little nap if I want, and then head over to the party, because there's going to be some partying around. All of us will be together. The other thing I want to stress is that security is really, really good, and it's tight. So if you bring your boat, you have a place where they can charge your batteries and stuff like that?
Yeah, we'll have a setup where they can charge the batteries.
There you go. So if you bring your boat, there'll be a setup for you. Plus, there is 24-hour-a-day security.
Security, yes.
Okay, so you'll be safe there. What's up, Larry?
Sergio, we have so many of our listeners that are into the float tubing and kayaking, too. And like William said earlier, the fishing right around La Laguna is good, right there where you launch.
And, you know, since you're talking about launch, Greg, you might want to pay attention and tell your guys this. The way we're going to do the launching, in other words, it's the order of the launch is based on, Justin, go ahead.
It's based on when you register. So the sooner you register, the sooner you go out.
Yeah, my guys are registered, so they're all signed up and raring to go. And like I say, they're going to be right there kicking your butt, Sergio.
Okay.
I just want to tell you that.
Bring it. Bring it. You know, me and my muddy girl. And I don't want to give that away, but me and my bunny girl, you just say something. Go ahead, I dare you. Okay? So have a good time. So, folks, I want to stress this one more time. If you're going to fish the Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th, Dream Extreme Fishing Derby, and I can't believe anybody not wanting to do this, okay, we can only have 200 teams, and we're getting close to the 200. You better get signed up right now. The registration number is 951-674-3101. One more time, 951-674-3101. Very important you guys act on this, because as you register, okay, it's going to directly correlate to your launch time. Okay, that includes your float tubes, your boats, everybody. Okay, and Phoenix Bait Company has said that they will give, what was it, Justin?
$50.
$50 worth of product to everybody who registers before
April 30th.
April 30th.
Nice.
Okay, so you got a few more days. So pay attention. Greg, stay on. Okay,
you got
I'm
it.
Loving this conversation. I just want to give a little shout out to Mike Elder, who's on the road listening to Radio Outdoor Expeditions, and my dear friend, Frank Ochoa from Big Poncho Baits. Brother, I love you. And I love your baits. You'll see them on the San Clemente film. We'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 30, KLAA. I got coffee.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and Calstar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room, the first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to 4 hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
There's no doubt about the passion for the Sports Lodge and Roger Lodge.
Roger Lodge is the king. Man, he brings the Angels out. He's the reason we put it on the station, because we know when we hear him, we're going to hear about the Angels.
Weekdays from 3 to 7 on Angels Radio AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And remember, folks, this is Easter weekend, and I just want to send all my dear friends and brothers best wishes on Easter Sunday. And for Christianity, it's the cornerstone. So God bless everybody there, and have a great and safe weekend. Okay, so when we went to break, we were talking with Greg, and I want to put out a little bit more information, Justin, about the tournament itself and all the logistics. Go ahead, have at it.
Yeah, like we've mentioned before, we have the four species. We're doing payouts on Saturday and Sunday, and then we also have on Sunday on the awards bankment, we're going to do a $1,000 biggest fish in the contest prize.
So in addition to the winnings per day, biggest fish, the biggest fish in each, is it the biggest bass? Is it the biggest?
Biggest fish overall.
Biggest fish overall for the 2 days wins an additional $1,000. It's just like that, okay? And we've got, you know, I'm sure we will surpass last year's $35,000 worth of cash and prizes. The raffle, I think it's where everything's going to be. So even if you're not going to fish, make sure you come out, because if you buy raffle tickets, you got a chance to win all these wonderful prizes. And I mean, Ron, why don't you go down the list of some of the prizes that we have?
Well, naturally, we have the excuse me, the SUP stand-up paddleboard, the kayak, on-target range passes, sports chalet, various products from them. Odyssey, Ocean Odyssey, a 1.5 day trip from Captain Rick Scott.
Yeah. That in Bass itself, Knuckles, by the way, is nearly $400 just for that trip.
Yep. Bass Knuckles gear, owner hooks, bite on fish attractants, Sierra Slammers, Davies Locker fishing passes, Davies Locker well watching, Dana Wharf sports fishing, and Dana Wharf well watching.
Yeah, so we're going to have a vast array. I mean, and there's more. There's still Phoenix, and you know, I know the storm is getting involved. I mean, we have a lot of stuff. So what other highlights can we look forward to, Justin?
Just basically the meet and greet on Friday. Everyone gets together, talk about the tournament, and then obviously on Saturday and Sunday, we, after the fishing's done, we entertain the guests and at the pool.
Oh, at the pool. Okay, so that's our meeting place. All right, so at 2 o'clock, I plan to do the weigh-in. By 3, we should be good. I'm going to go to my room, take a shower, quick nap. I'll see you boys right around 5:30 at the pool, drink in hand, because we don't have to drive. You know why? Because we're staying at the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, and they got great packages. I know all of us are going to stay there, okay? I mean, how can you beat that? The entry fee is how much?
$100, and that's for a team of two.
Okay, for a team of two is $100, okay? Well, guess what? If you go to the hotel and the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino and get the hotel package, you get the entry fee covered, okay? That's for both days. And two nights, okay, for $269. I don't know. I don't. That's unbelievable. And the food is Vegas-style good, plentiful, and very inexpensive. Steak and eggs is what we always have at $4.99. So get on it. You've heard, Greg, you had a great day on the water. William said the same thing. So the fish are there. It's going to be good.
I, you know what? I think it's going to be a great time, and I'm going to come over there. I'm not going to be in a tournament because some of us do have to work. If I send my boys over there, I have to pick up their slack, you know. And
come out and hang with me.
I will come out, and I will hang with you because I'm going to have some fun.
Well, but, I'll tell you what. The idea is I'm going to be on while the Derby's going on. I want to be on a boat, okay, because we will film this, like Danny said. This entire event will be filmed for an upcoming episode of Angler Chronicles on Fox Sports West. Okay, we're going to be using our aerial drone coverage. I mean, we're going to have some really great shots. It's going to be a lot of fun. But in addition to having the film crew with us on the boat, what I want to do is I'm going to go around, and if I get permission from the Lake Elsinore gods, have a cannon, okay? Not your type of cannon, Greg.
I can loan you the 50.
No. A T-shirt cannon, okay? And we're going to go and start shooting T-shirts at everybody, okay? That's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be making a lot of fun noise and happy, happy, okay? So it's going to be good. So like we said, so the meeting time is going to be around 5:30, poolside boys, with a drink. I know Larry's already thinking a drink. I like it. Okay. What is it going to be? Is it going to be a margarita or is it going to be a beer?
You know it's going to be a margarita.
There you go. I know Ron's going to be some type of ale, you know, beer. Okay. For me, Diet Coke. You can go, but you can't play any games. Okay. Jimmy, you're what, 20? You got 6 more months to go.
6 more months. I'll be studying in the room.
Oh, you'll be studying in the room. You know, you can have poolside. Come have a Coke with me, a Diet Coke for me, a regular one for you.
There you go.
Okay. So, Greg, I know you'll be there, and I really appreciate that. So tomorrow we have the Pheasant Fantastic film. I think it pretty much speaks for itself. I got a chance to watch it here recently, the whole episode, so it's really, really good. And we did something different, which was nice.
It was, you know what, it was so much fun. Obviously, I've been hunting before, and but it was fun with you guys. It's fun to take rookies. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think you qualify for that rookie part. But to see your excitement, you were like the biggest kid there.
Oh, yeah. I had
a feather in my hat. And that's what it's, you know, that's what makes it fun when you do that. It was a great place to go. Mendel has a great place down there. The fields were great. And I think everybody just had the best time. I mean, I was by Larry and Ron, and Ron was so intense, and Larry's standing there when that, and it's actually in the video shows a pheasant leaving Larry's feet.
Right.
And the scream—he screamed like a little girl.
Yeah, he was startled.
So, you know, it screamed was
screamed like a little girl. Okay, Craig. So, I told you I can't wait to get you out on a boat.
I know it. I know it. It was a lot of fun, but that's what makes it so much fun is to go do these things, and that's one reason I like to take the kids because, you know, yeah, we're adults, but we can act like little kids, and it's great to take the smaller adults, i.e. children, and let them go out and have some fun. That's why I took my granddaughter fishing.
Hey, Greg.
She loves it.
First, I want to thank you so much for your support for the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby, and you're providing all those free range time for these people to come out and just enjoy themselves at your range. So I think it's a perfect time for you to give us all the information on the range and how they get a hold of you.
Right. We're down here. We've also, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we have a big ammo sale. So ammunition, we've acquired as much as we possibly can for this sale. It starts at 9 a.m. this morning, starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. It'll be the whole weekend we have ammo on sale. We've got a big, huge area that we set aside just for that. So people that want to come down and get some ammunition, here's your chance. You don't have to drive all the way up to L.A. or somewhere to do it. So we're down at 27692 Camino Capistrano here in Laguna Niguel, right off at 5 and Avery. Go south on the 5 to Avery or north on the 5 to Avery. Get off, head west about 500 feet, turn right, go down 8/10 of a mile, and we're on the right-hand side on Camino Capistrano. It's www.ontargetrange.com or www.ontargetesales.com. And 949-348-0352. We're going to be here all day having a great time and look forward to seeing everybody come down. Don't forget, today is many things to do, and I mean many things to do. That's one reason we extended the ammo sale an extra day, because there's just so much activity this weekend that we want to make sure everybody had a chance to come by and get some.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And everybody, make sure you tune in tomorrow on Fox Sports West at 9 a.m. A little bit different because the Angels decided to have a game earlier. And, I mean, I called everybody. I said, do you know who we are? And it didn't work. Okay, so instead of being 9:30 our usual time, it'll be at 9 a.m., and we have the Pheasant Fantastic with the whole crew of On Target. And I want to thank you so much for helping us put that together.
Oh, I tell you, we're going to do some more of that stuff because it was just too much fun.
Perfect. Looking forward to it, Greg. Just have my Muddy Girl ready.
Uh-huh. You better believe it.
Okay, Greg. Hey, thanks so much, and I'll talk to you during the week, okay?
You got it. Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's that good. And I had Greg on the line for a bit because he's going to be a big contributor to this Dream Extreme, and he fished the lake, and there's fish there. All right. We got to take another break. I want Damon from Davy's Locker. Don't go away, my friend. I got to come back to you, and we'll get your report from Davy's Locker. And we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about Dream Extreme Fishing Derby. And you better get on it, because it's going to get full. I'm going to get some coffee. We'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
My sweet Lord. My Lord. My Lord. I really want to see you.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro Staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County.
On Target.
Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat,
Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ,
Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta.
20 lanes open 7 days a week.
Serving Orange County for 18 years.
Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel.
Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety.
All NRA certified instructors.
Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Listeners weigh in on the Travis Rogers Show.
I listen to Travis Rogers. Don't always agree, but man, he's always got a good take.
Good job, good effort. Good job, good effort. I love it.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Angels Radio AM 830.
Family, you're listening to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we're glad to have you back.
Boy, he's going to take my job. All right. Okay, so as we went to break, we were actually talking with Greg, and I want to hear just a few more details, Justin, on the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby coming up on May 3rd and 4th. Give me some more details.
Like we said, we got the four species. We're paying out Saturday and Sunday, first, second, and third place on each species. We got the $1,000 overall big fish on Sunday. We're going to have an awards banquet. We're going to have some food there. There will obviously be some drinks, and we'll have some entertainment as well.
Perfect. All right, let's go. Let me get Captain Damon Davis on. Damon, sorry for holding you up, buddy.
Hey, no worries, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on at Davy's Locker?
Well, the beat goes on. We're actually had a really good week of fishing. We're still kind of in that early season springtime mode of rock fishing, but it's been phenomenal fishing at Clemente on the overnight boat. Catalina was really good this week on the three-quarter day on the freelance, and half-day is still getting them. We had a good week of weather. Still kind of waiting for that switch to really get flipped where we can switch over completely to surface action. Starting to see some signs that that might be right around the corner, but in the meantime, the rock fishing is still really, really good.
Okay, great. And what's the best way to get a hold of Davy's Locker and get on? Because I know you guys got into some of these Spanish jacks as well, so that's going to turn it on for a little bit.
Yeah, they showed up yesterday. Unfortunately, they were a little bit further up to the west for us on the freelance. We were down east, a little too far of a run, and the fish were kind of moving up. But I talked to Nick this morning. I ran a boat last night, so Nick's on the boat today, and he's definitely going to poke his nose up that way. And who knows, that might those things might stick around. They're interesting when they're here. They're a lot of fun. They're big, and they don't come around often. When they do, it you got to get on them. So hopefully that's a start, and hopefully the Barracuda find us right after that, and we'll be into full swing mode here.
All right, give everybody the information.
You got it. You can get a hold of us at davieslocker.com. That's probably the best way on the internet, and we have a special phone number for Anglers Chronicles listeners, and that's 949-566-8788.
All right. Thanks, Damon, and we'll see you on the water soon, brother.
You got it, Serge. Have a good week.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Captain Jeff Jones from Captain Aboard. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Happy Easter weekend.
Hey, I need you to make it really quick. Tell everybody about your white sea bass.
Well, we had a really good trip on one of my clients' boats. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. On the Monday morning, we were actually in search of the first white sea bass flag of the year for the Avalon Tuna Club and the Southern California Tuna Club, and we were able to make that happen at Catalina Island. That was actually on Monday that we made that score. I actually met with you guys Sunday night and got a tank of bait. Thank you very much for that. And let me interrupt you.
You met with them. I know I was asleep.
You were asleep. I saw you were snoring like a baby.
Yep. All right. So you made some bait and you headed over to Catalina?
Yep. And, you know, that night we had a handful of barracuda on the east end. Pretty good signal there. And, you know, we were really able to find those sea bass, get them to bait pretty good. We were able to capture that first flag for the Avalon Tuna Club and for SoCal, and ran into Avalon and weighed those fish in, and that was kind of a big deal, and mission accomplished on that. That's the fourth time we've been able to do that in the last 5 years, get a first flag for one or two of those clubs. And we finished off the trips on Tuesday morning. We just had about an hour to fish before I had to get the guys home, and we had a couple yellowtail there too to add to our score. So, you know, things are definitely looking up at Catalina Island.
All right, Jeff, give some information on Captain on Board, and you're going to become a bit of a staple here at the show. So give some information on how to get a hold of you.
You know, the best thing to do would just be to go to captainonboard.com, and you can see what I'm all about. You can get my phone number on there, and there's ways to contact me. And, you know, guys that have their own boats, yachts and stuff, that have questions about how to take their fishing to the next level, or, you know, articles on how to rig up with spider wire and all that. Everything you need is on that site.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, and we'll talk to you hopefully next week, okay? Congratulations on the white sea bass.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right. Let's go to Eric Bent for the SWBA. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Sergio. Dream Extreme.
Dream Extreme. I'm glad you're here. I was talking to Justin, and you're going to be doing the weigh-in for us. And we're really looking forward to having the saltwater bass anglers involved.
Hey, we're looking forward to being there. You know, if anybody's listening, you know, doing different events if you're a saltwater angler, get out there and do this thing, because the diversity and getting out of the, you know, the comfort zone and doing something really cool like this event, it sounds like a great time, and I'm looking really forward to it, to be honest with you. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, you know, it's very affordable, and I keep thinking about, for example, the guys that fish your tournament, okay? You can actually, the nice thing about Lake Elsinore, there's no quarantine on bringing the boats onto the water, so they can just bring them in, put them in the water, and off they go.
Well, everybody gets a free trailer wash, you know?
Good way of putting it, you know,
yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of events, a lot of festivities afterwards. So there's be a
hey, that package deal sounds like a really what could you go over that package deal again for entry fee and two night stay? That was, or I believe it was two night stay. What was that?
Yeah, so there you go. I'm glad you brought it up. You get actually, Justin, you tell them
the two night package consists of the two rooms with two queen beds, the entry into the tournament, which is $100. We get box lunches for the people that get the hotel package, and they also get the T-shirts along with some other goodies we're putting together for that package. And the cost of that is $269 plus tax.
Unreal.
I mean, yeah. So you're thinking about they're giving you the $100 entry fee. So now you're down to $169 for two nights stay. That doesn't happen anymore. You know.
Well,
so.
We're looking forward to being there. I was looking online and saw that, you know, the really nice facilities and all the, you know, the upgrades that were done and to that whole launch area and that whole facility. Sounds like it's going to be a great time. I can't wait to be there.
Well, I'm giving you one vote, and you got to vote for either blackjack or poker. Maybe what would you? What's the best poker game there at the? Justin, the
most popular game we have now is the No Limit Hold'em.
Okay, so either that or blackjack. I want a table for all of us. I need you sitting at that table with us.
Oh, that's cool. That'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll get a vote. Is it going to be poker or is it going to be blackjack?
I'm going to go blackjack. I'm a simple man.
Okay, we will announce it next week. What's it going to be? Sorry, Jimmy. You will. You can see it on TV.
I'll be playing solitaire.
You need to get Jimmy and Tracy out there. They're big gamblers, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe they can have a little thing out in the parking lot.
All right. I'll talk to you guys next week and look forward to being out there. If there's anything we can do, let us know.
Okay. Just, you know, put the word out for all your anglers to sign up. The phone number is really easy. It's 951-674-3101, or you just go to lercasino.com/fishing and you'll get all the information. And I want to be the first one to say thank you so much, Eric, for handling the weigh-in. It's going to be very, very professionally done. You guys have a vast amount of experience handling this kind of thing.
Our pleasure. We'll be there.
And you'll have your whole booth there, right?
Yeah. We'll bring a couple tents to get some people some shade, too.
There you go. Thanks, Eric, and we'll talk to you some more next week, okay?
All right, brother. You have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. All right, so there you go, Justin. Even the SWA is going to be out there and on target. I mean, we've got a lot of support. Is there anything we're missing? Anything we need to tell our listeners?
Just like we mentioned before, the earlier you sign up, the earlier you go out on the boat.
Okay. All right, so Ron, what's going on over there at Turner's?
Well, with all the action that's coming up, guys, you need to stop by your local Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971. Now with 17 convenient Southern California locations from Oxnard to San Diego to serve you. We're your one-stop shop for fishing tackle, hunting, and shooting sports. We offer a full selection of fishing tackle from the top manufacturers like Shimano, Daiwa, Abbott, Abu Garcia, Okuma, and many more. Whether you're planning a fishing trip to the pristine waters of the Eastern Sierras or running offshore from San Diego, their highly skilled staff will make sure you have the right gear for your adventure on the water. Join our emailing list to get weekly ads plus offshore hook specials in your inbox. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one hunting, fishing, shooting, and sport retailers with 17 Southern California locations. Visit us on the web at www.turners.com.
And I believe you have a Turner's in Lake Elsinore, too.
That is correct.
So just stop by on May 3rd. Actually, you want to stop there May 2nd. Okay, on Friday, stop by Turner's, get loaded up, head over to the casino for the captain's meeting, and get going. I got to say this one more time. Guys, it's 100% cash payout. There's thousands upon thousands in raffle prizes. Go ahead.
$1,000 for the largest fish?
Overall. So in addition to, Larry, I mean, you got four categories. Biggest fish, just one fish. Biggest fish in each category wins money. Okay? And are we doing the 50, 30, 20?
Yes.
Oh, so watch this. So in the four species, bass, catfish, crappie, and wiper, there'll be a first, second, and third. So if somebody catches top three bass, top three catfish, et cetera.
So, Sergio, Justin, just look how easy it is to get back your entry fee.
Yeah, exactly. And there's 100% cash payout and thousands of prizes. So, anyway, Justin, you're going to have to come back one more time before we do this Dream Extreme Fishing Derby. It's presented by Lake Elsinore Casino. I thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Guys, if you're not in it, you're missing out. So have a great Easter, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Yes? I don't hear you guys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
All right. There you go. We'll see you next week, everybody.